What's up, everybody? Wesley Smith here, treeservicedigital.com. Welcome to the Grow Show live here on March 13th. Had a hiatus there for a couple of weeks. Was traveling with some business masterminding and just getting best practices stuff done for this agency to make sure we get the best results for our tree service clients. So welcome aboard if you're on today live. Hey, this is a frequently asked questions live each week as well, this Grow Show live. So if you have any questions as I'm talking about the marketing tip we're going over today, which is the Google algorithm update. You may have heard of it, you may not have heard of it, so that's why we're here today. If you do have any questions though, you can post them right in the comments. And when I get a second during the live stream, I'll answer your question on the comment there and just, you know, verbally answer it. That way you can hear my answer and we'll go from there. But welcome aboard, glad you're here. If you're listening to this on YouTube, like and subscribe to our channel. We got lots of new video content coming up real soon for you. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube or somewhere else or listening to this on the podcast afterwards, join our free Facebook group, Tree Service Marketing Secrets. And we'll let you in as soon as you request to join, answer a couple of questions, make sure we're letting the right folks in the group. But I'm super excited about this topic. We have been seeing some really just different changes with the Google search algorithm and their new update. So you may have heard about it. What they're trying to do is, and you know, you may have heard of like the AI content or ChatGPT or Google's Bard. Now it's called Gemini, that type of thing. So with these artificial intelligence AI tools like ChatGPT and the other ones, you can have content written, right? The only problem is it's pretty evident a lot of times that it's written by a computer or AI. It's got different wording that doesn't sound correct and things like that. And so what's been going on over the last year or year and a half with search is a lot of digital agencies and different folks out there are creating content at mass. So they're creating like massive content, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of pages with AI content. And what Google is basically saying is that this content's not helpful, right? It's not very helpful because all it really is doing with ChatGPT or Gemini or other things, it's useful for a lot of things, don't get me wrong. But as far as just website content, you wanna make sure you've got the best content on your website when it comes to that type of thing, because those types of articles people are actually reading on your website, they wanna get the right information, not some AI computer generated, you know, robot type text on there. And so what Google wants to do is have helpful content, and that's what's going to help rank websites. More specifically, the reason we're here today is tree service websites, right? We don't want a lot of artificial intelligence content, AI content on the websites because it doesn't sound right. A lot of times it sounds robotic. It doesn't answer the question that the searcher is trying to find on the website. So I just wanted to bring this new algorithm update to you. We have seen dozens and dozens of sites get de-indexed, not our client websites, but other competitor client websites get de-indexed and just basically fall off the internet where your website was there when you did a search for tree service your city or tree removal your city or whatever it was. And then now it just plummets, it tanks and it comes off the rankings pretty much entirely. And that's because a lot of these websites have been spamming new pages on the website and just putting a lot of new pages on the website for all kinds of keywords and stuff, just keyword stuffing and writing AI content with ChatGPT or Google Bard or Gemini, and then putting it on the website. It just doesn't help the user, right? It doesn't help the person that's searching. So I'm gonna share my screen with you to show you the new Google update, the actual link that Google put out. This is straight from the horse's mouth, straight from Google. And that way you can see it. You can find it on the internet as well if you just look at it. But I'm gonna share my screen here and let's find it here. All right, so you should be able to see this now. I'm gonna make sure it kind of went through here. So the slides are back here in the back here. So this is Google right here. They're basically saying, you know, this is new ways we're tackling spammy, low quality content on search. And again, this is just to combat the massive output of content that these AI tools can generate. And they don't really help the user, right? All they're doing is summarizing things from the internet and then you're pasting this on a web page. It doesn't really help the user that much. So the user may find the page and think that they're gonna get what they want about tree service or tree care or certain articles about, you know, what they're looking for. And then they find some AI tool or AI page And they're like, nah, this doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. Let me just go ahead and bounce off of this. And so Google does not want that crowding up the internet with their search. They want their search to be helpful content. So let me show you what it kind of gets into. So it's basically had, you know, they've long had policies and automated systems to fight against spammers, right? Already with their algorithm and their automated, the way they scan web pages and things like that. And they address to, you know, emerging tactics that look to game our results with low quality content. And so they're announcing key changes they're making to improve the quality of search and the helpfulness of your results. So this is improved quality ranking. So what they're doing is they're pushing down or just de-indexing entirely bad spammy website content. So you may have been ranking before, or you've seen a website ranking before, and now it just plummeted and fell off the face of the internet. You can't find it anymore. That could be because there's AI content, or some, if you're using some like third-party SEO company that's just very low priced, there's a good possibility they're using AI content just to generate the content. And that's a no-no in today's world. We all kind of knew this was going to come. We just didn't know when. And so we've kept human writing content on all of our websites over the years, because we know that that's going to be the most helpful content for the searcher, for the user that's finding the webpage. So you don't want to use spammy content. And so these are new and improved spam policies. So they're updating the spam policies to keep the lowest quality content out of search altogether, like de-indexing websites altogether. And what we've seen is our client websites have really skyrocketed up in the rankings recently, because a lot of websites fell off, right? So when a lot of those bad spammy websites and pages get de-indexed and fall off the internet, the ones that are helpful and are good are having massive increases in getting to the first page of Google pretty quickly. We've seen over the last 2 weeks, since Google has implemented this new algorithm update, we've seen a lot of websites get tons of rank improvements just recently. So what they're doing is reducing low quality, unoriginal results. So if the content's not original, if the content's not unique, and the pages are just, again, summaries of, you know, thousands of other articles on the internet, Google's algorithm is smart. It will detect that. And it even has an algorithm question in their determination of the pages. Did ChatGPT or did Gemini write this article? And if the answer is yes, then they're going to de-index that site or that web page more than likely, right? They have a way to test this and find this out pretty quickly with their algorithm. So in 2022, they began turning the ranking systems to reduce unhelpful, unoriginal content on search. And what they called that was the helpful content update. And so helpful content is new, fresh, unique, original content, right? Like somebody just writes something up that they're typing out of their head that would be helpful for the user. So think about, you know, showing your audience a tree trimming or tree pruning job that you just recently did on a job site. So a couple of pictures maybe of the job, and then a write-up of, you know, a case study or kind of a job description of what you did there, like city and state that it was located, what type of service you did, the duration of the job, what type of equipment you used, what were some of the challenges of the job, et cetera. Those are original, unique pieces of content that Google is going to crawl and they're going to love, and they're going to totally rank your website over everybody else with all these spammy web pages. What they're trying to do is just keep more spam off of search, right? Because people don't want to do a search and think they're going to find what they want or are looking for, and then find something that's spammy, unoriginal, and just garbly goot content that was pasted on a web page. They don't want to see that. You know I don't. I want to read something engaging that's original, that I kind of know somebody put together and took some thought into. And that's what you want to have on your website, is just original, unique content. So that's going to help you rank over the rest of these people that are just spamming or putting out, you know, bad content or duplicated content or, you know, ChatGPT content. So the other part is that they've just updated as well, in addition to spammy content and de-indexing websites, they're doing scaled content abuse. So if somebody has just recently generated 100 pages on their website, they know for the most part that's probably not something anybody could humanly do. So if there's 100 new pages on a website that just mass produced in a couple of weeks, they're going to de-index those pages. And I think their policy right now, from what I recollect on an article I read recently, was up to 100 pages a month. If you have any more than 100 pages a month indexed on a website, they're going to like very closely look and monitor that website. And they may de-index all the pages because it's just too much. It's just too coincidental, too many pages at once. So they're pretty certain that that would be unoriginal, you know, content, not unique content. It would be spun content from AI. So just watch out for things like that. Another one is as well, site reputation abuse. So, you know, if you have another website that's got, you know, third-party content produced primarily just for ranking purposes, and like you're just writing keyword content on a web page, that's not very helpful to the user as well. And so Google is really making a big stride forward with putting together good content. They want people on their search platform. You know, Google's Google, and they're the biggest and 90% market share of search online because they have the best results and people find the answers they're looking for on Google. That's why they keep coming back. Once people don't find the answer they're looking for on Google and they don't continue to come back, people are going to go away from Google. Google's business is going to suffer. So they know that. So they want to make sure that this AI content doesn't just be like a runaway freight train and dominate search. So they're basically taking a stand against it and de-indexing a lot of websites because of this. So another thing too is if there's expired domains, a lot of people buy expired domains, you know, websites that used to exist, and they'll find that domain, and then you can put a new website on that expired domain and then get backlinks to your website from that old domain. That's also a no-no. And Google can detect these things now. They've changed their algorithm to detect it. So in summary, this new helpful content update with Google is basically they're looking for spammy content and de-indexing it. So it's ways that they're tackling spammy, low-quality content on search to deliver a better experience for their users that are on their search platform. So if you're writing original content on your websites and you're putting together perfect written content on the website, you're going to be fine. Right? You just don't want to be spamming these pages and going and getting articles written by AI tools like ChatGPT, Bard, Gemini, things like that, because Google isn't going to know it's not original, unique content. It's just basically a mass-produced summary of thousands of articles on the internet. That's not very helpful, right? So they really want somebody to, you know, write the content as human content. So I wanted to share that with you today. You can find that. Actually, we're on the inbox for Google's newest news. It's called The Keyword, is basically their email. I think it's like a newsletter they send out. It's called The Keyword, and they send it out whenever there's any new updates. We're on that email distribution list. So we got this last week. I was traveling, so I wanted to bring this to your attention this week. You can find it, though. It's on blog.google.com. So it's basically new ways we're tackling spammy, low-quality content on search, and you can find that on Google search, of all places, right? It is a Google article, by the way. So if anybody has any questions about anything with their digital marketing, you can pop them in the comment box there. Otherwise, I'll wrap this up. I just want to make sure I brought this to your attention. It's a very, very important update in today's online world. We're also going to be doing a full-blown training webinar on a new SEO strategy that's working really, really well in today's market. And it really coincides with this Google algorithm update. So the helpful content update is huge. And so you want to be producing high quality content on your website constantly in order to do that. So let me see, stop sharing. Okay, back here. So you want to really produce really helpful content and original content on your website constantly. So we're going to be doing a full-blown webinar on the new SEO formula coming up really soon here in the next month or so. And it's going to be a training about how to get the best results on Google search with new original content. And namely, what you can do are job descriptions of your before and after photos of jobs. So say you go do a tree trimming job or tree pruning job, and you want to showcase that on your website. So instead of a blog, which a blog is good too, you can add a second blog and call it something else like job description or recent jobs or something like that. And you can have a flow of new articles posted constantly about new jobs that you're doing out in the field. And basically all you're doing is taking the invoice that you write up for a client and all of those services you provided and just putting them into a bulleted list on a description and then before and after photos. And you can post those on your website constantly. That is very helpful content because you're showing proof of work. You're putting in job details, which are very specific pieces of details about jobs that you're doing out in the field in your service area. And Google absolutely loves these, and it's really helping with SEO tremendously. So I want to share that with you guys on the new SEO formula coming up in the next 3 to 4 weeks. And make sure you tune into that. And if you're not a member of Tree Service Marketing Secrets, go ahead and go to Facebook and search us out. happy to approve you if you're a tree service business owner in there. And like and subscribe to our podcast, Tree Service Marketing Profits Podcast, if you haven't yet. Got a lot more episodes coming up and interviews. So until the next video, hope everybody's doing well, and we'll see you on the next one. Thanks so much.